7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's spring. The weather is definitely changing. The sun is higher in the sky, and we will all be in the garden before we know. It's still cold for a lot of people in the Northeast, but things are going to change. The sun is higher in the sky, and we will be out in the yard before we know it. Let's just hope that Mother Nature understands the situation. The weather has been cold just about every place. Still snowing in some areas, cold, but... You know, opening day is only 5 days away, and that's got to be a good sign also. So if we can help you with your gardening questions, you're getting anxious to get out in the yard to start to do some work, give us a call. The number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We'll all work together so that we can get some of these projects done. And there are a lot of things that need to be done right now. If you can walk on your lawn and you're not sinking into the mud, you're not hearing that squishy sound, then start by cleaning it, getting all the sticks that came down during the winter, any leaves or pine needles that may still be there. You know, this is the time, the one and only time, that I want you to really clean out that lawn. Get all the winter debris, the grass that's been matted with the weather. Whether you live in the north and have snow, or live in the south and you have had a lot of rain that's pounded that grass, that dormant grass, flat to the ground. If you can get into that grass now, with a bamboo or a plastic rake, and give it a good cleaning. Just like when you wake up in the morning, you scratch your head, you stretch. Well, that's what you want to do to the lawn, is you want to scratch it up a little bit. Get all the dead plant debris that's accumulated out of there. And any of the blades of grass that are all laying down flat, they've been pushed down with the weight of snow and rain, you want to get those up. The reason is, this time of the year, it's cool, it's wet. And when you get a situation like that, what happens is you get fungus. And fungus will spread much, much quicker if the grasses are laying down one on top of the other. It's like a bridge. It infects one leaf, follows it to the next one, and the next one, and it's just natural, and it will get worse and worse. So if you can give the lawn a good raking, a good cleaning, you know, lifting up the good blades of grass, that way if it does get a problem with a fungus, it will be limited. You won't have to worry about it taking over the whole lawn. It'll be confined to small areas because you've prevented the domino effect. And it will make a real big difference in the overall quality of your lawn in the long run. So let's get the lawn cleaned. Let's get the yard picked up. And that would be the first step. Now, if you live in an area where you've already done that, start thinking about waking up alone. And the way that you wake it up is with fertilizer, with food. It's hungry. It's been laying asleep all winter long, and it needs to be fed. And there are all kinds of great products out there that will help you to wake up your lawn. What you have to decide is two things. Did the grass look good last fall? Do I need to prevent crabgrass? So if your grass looked good, you did not have a problem with crabgrass, then just put down a straight fertilizer. That will wake up the grass that's there. It will begin that thickening process. And if there were any holes due to dieback during the winter, then it will fill in and it will take care of those empty spots, keeping them weed-free. If you did have crabgrass last year, then you're going to start thinking about solving that problem before the seeds germinate. Now, each crabgrass plant that you had last year that matured, and you knew if it matured because it turned red, it can grow up to a foot in diameter, sometimes even bigger. And when it gets ready to make a seed, it turns bright red. Once it turns red, the seed are forming. They're being scattered over your lawn. Now, one crabgrass plant can make up to 500 seeds. 500. So, if you saw a few here and there, you may want to take some offensive action now. Get a combination fertilizer and crabgrass preventer that will kill the seed that's there, preventing it from germinating, and a fertilizer that will fill in those spots that were left by the crabgrass, because crabgrass is an annual. It doesn't come back every year. Well, it does. It does. That plant that you had last year is not coming back, but it sent out 500 seeds to really make the problem better for the plant. So if you can fill in those thin spots with a good food, put down the crabgrass preventer to kill the seed, then you're really going to be making some progress in your yard. Now, if you're going to be planting grass seed, when you go to the garden center, tell the garden center that I had crabgrass last year. I have a thin lawn, so I want to feed the existing lawn to make it thicker and fuller, but I want to plant some grass seed. They can help you by selecting a product that will kill the crabgrass seed, but will allow you to plant good grass seed in your lawn. And this is modern technology. They have produced a product that knows the difference between good grass and bad grass. It's going to cost you a little bit more, but well worth the money. Believe me, it does make a big, big difference in the quality of your lawn. So start thinking about that. Lawn is the number one area where we have to put a concentration right now. Let's get it cleaned. Let's get it fertilized. If you had crabgrass, then let's start thinking about eliminating those seeds and preparing the soil for that occasion. Don't worry about the broadleaf weeds right now. It's too early. Dandelions, chickweed, clover. Mother Nature will tell you when it's time to go after them. And the signal for killing broadleaf weeds is when your dandelion, that little yellow, it's really a pretty flower, when the dandelion begins to bloom in your neighborhood, that's your signal to attack the broadleaf weeds. So chickweed, clover, ajuga, violets, creeping charlie, you've got to hold off a little bit. And there's some good products to take care of them, but it's too early. You need to have growth on the plant. Right now, the plants are dormant, but the ground is thinking. So you have to think and stay one step ahead of your lawn. Let's get it fed. Let's prevent crabgrass if you had the problem. If you didn't have the problem, don't buy a crabgrass preventer. Buy just a fertilizer, okay? If you have broadleaf weeds, get the grass fed to thicken the grass to prevent future infestation of broadleaf weeds. And then when you start to see the dandelions in bloom, then you can hit it with a broadleaf weed killer. But right now, it's too cold if you have no dandelions in bloom. And there's some good positive signs out there. I don't know if you've been watching the news at all. Washington, D.C., the Cherry Blossom Festival is happening. They're all out. Some areas more than others. But the cherry blossoms are beginning to open, and that's a good sign to tell you that the heat is beginning to move from the south, and it's moving north. 800-259-9231. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I want to thank all of you that sent me a note this week. I apologize for not doing the newsletter and was totally amazed at how many of you took the time to send a little note and wish me speedy recovery. I really do appreciate it, and I want to thank you again for all that. The best medicine when you felt as bad as I did, and I really do appreciate it. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and let's work together to get your yard ready, because spring is here, and it's time for the yard to wake up and you to take off your shoes and walk through that grass barefoot. Won't that be neat? It's coming, folks. Just keep thinking positive. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You had a little bit of snow this week on top of everything else, huh?
A little bit of snow. I had about an inch of slush caked onto my car on a Wednesday morning, so that was fun. That was real great.
Yeah. Kenny Bunk has had the same thing, and even Boston had snow flurries a couple days this past week. It's just been, Mother Nature just hasn't settled down yet, so... No. Let's hope that she allows the people in the top third of the United States to finally begin to see spring.
Absolutely. I'm all for it.
Who do we have up first, Don?
First, this is Paul from Massachusetts, who has a question about a blueberry plant.
Great. Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good morning, Paul. Thank you, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Okay. Paul, my teenage daughter has planted a couple of strawberry plants and a blueberry plant the last couple of years. Now, I know in the first season you don't have any expectations for any fruit. Last year was phenomenal on the blueberries, you know, with all the heat we had and the fact it's in direct sunlight. But the concern I have is that because of the winter and it's situated out in the backyard near where like a lot of snow was piled up. There's been some dieback on it because when the snow melted and we had some dry, windy days, the top third had some branches that started to deteriorate and fall off. And my concern is, my question to you is, what should we do as far as sweeping it up. I know last year I used Plantone to fertilize it, and I just want to, should we prune it back? It's about 4 feet tall, and if you can just kind of lead me in the right direction to get it going this season.
Okay. And did you have a question on your strawberries?
No, the strawberries I'm not really too concerned about. I can see the leaves there. We pruned back some of the dead leaves after the blooming, wound down. Actually, we some strawberries still were on that as far back as even late in the season as August. I know generally the perennial time for blooming of strawberries in New England is in June, early July. But not too concerned about that. It's just the blueberry is what I'm really more concerned about at this point.
Okay. What I want you to do on the blueberry for now is if you can use a granular fertilizer, and blueberries are a very, very unique plant. When you think of all the trees and all the shrubs that you can plant in your yard, blueberries is one of a few that the more acidic your soil, the better they're going to grow. So, knowing that, you never put lime on them, and you want to use an acid-based fertilizer. So, if you can use Hollytone, which is for plants that are evergreen and do prefer a slightly acidic soil, that will help to feed them slowly on a regular basis for the next 90 to 120 days. And being the plant is fairly new, if you could feed them now and then again in September, that would help a great deal. The other thing that blueberries love is they love a mulch around them. It doesn't have to be bark mulch. It can be pine needles. It can be compost. But some type of an organic matter put around the base of the plant about an inch or two in thickness. And what that does is it holds the moisture in the ground during July and August so that the berries continue to swell and get all the moisture they need. As far as pruning, for now, if it's brown, remove it. And I wouldn't do any major pruning until we start to see signs of buds developing on the plant. So for now, anything that's brown, and take your fingernail, scratch through the bark. If it's brown, remove it.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's going to be a nice day. Keep saying that to yourself. It's going to be a nice day. And if we can ensure that you're going to have a good day, call us, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Roger from Massachusetts, who has a question about his azaleas.
Roger, good morning. How can we help you with your azaleas today?
Good morning. I got an azalea bush that's about 3.5 feet tall and about 3 feet wide. And I get, in the spring, I get thousands of flowers. They're really flowers. And I don't seem to get many leaves in the summertime. I was wondering what was wrong with it.
Well, the azaleas do bloom, and then they're supposed to make the foliage. And the buds for the following year develop on that new growth. Have you been feeding the azaleas at all?
No, I haven't been feeding them at all the last 2 years.
Okay. Well, buy yourself a 5-pound bag of a product called Holly Tone.
Holly Tone.
And, yep, Holly Tone is a granular organic fertilizer that when you work it around the base of your azalea plant, will feed that plant for 90 to 120 days. And that's going to depend on your soil. If you've got a lot of organic matter or some clay, it's going to last longer. If your soil is sandy, like if you lived on Cape Cod, where you have a lot of sand, there's nothing to retain the food as the fertilizer is released to the plant. So it leaches out of the ground quicker. So if you can feed it, that's going to stimulate some new growth. The other thing that always helps azaleas, they will really do a lot better if there's some mulch under the plant. It prevents the leaves from drying out during the heat of summer, because what happens is the leaves form in the spring. They're small. They begin to grow with the food that's available. Then, all of a sudden, it gets hot. The sun hits the ground, just pulls that moisture right out. If you can put an inch or two of compost, of bark mulch, pine needles, something like that, right on top of the ground, it creates a barrier between the sun and the soil, making it tougher for the wind and for the sun to pull the moisture out of the ground, and makes it easier for your plant to retain its foliage and beauty during the winter. So I would try that. The other thing is, if you see in July that it starts to get really hot, really dry, you don't have to do it every single day, but every now and then, take the hose, put the hose at the base of your plant, and just crack it open, a stream of water the size of your little finger. Let it run for 10, 15 minutes, or set up your sprinkler and irrigate the foundation. Sometimes you can't use the hose because of local water bans, but if you just run the hose to the plant, crack it open for 5 minutes, nobody will see it. I'm not saying let it run all day, but sometimes you need to get water out there to keep your investment alive. And that way nobody's going to know. Your plants stay healthy, and you haven't irrigated and wasted water because you've put it right where it needs to go. And that's important. So get those plants fed. Put down some bark mulch. You know, this is the time of the year to edge your beds. Get out there when the grass is all raked and clean. Get your garden spade or turf edger and put a nice clean edge on all of your flower beds. Nice clean sharp edge. Makes it look pretty. Now, if you've got perennials, if you can do that in the next couple of weeks, you cannot believe how much time it's going to save you, because if you can edge the beds now, most of your perennials are still asleep. They're still dormant. And you can literally take a bag of bark mulch or a wheelbarrow of bark mulch, dump it right on top of your perennial bed, take a steel rake, rake it nice and even, and make your garden look beautiful. As the ground warms up, the perennials will poke through the bark mulch, and you have a weed-free, healthy perennial bed. If you wait until your perennials are up an inch or two, you can't dump the bark mulch on top of the garden because you're going to break everything. You have to put it down a handful at a time. It's very time-consuming, and a lot of energy and on your part. So try and clean your perennial beds while your plants are dormant. It does make a big, big difference in your time, and your time is valuable right now. You know, it's almost April, and before long, you've got the month of April that you can use wisely. And one of the most wise things to do is get those beds cleaned and covered with bark mulch right now. Get ahead of the game. Your local nursery and garden center has bark mulch in bulk and by the bag. Get it done now and save a lot of hours down the road. Don, who's up next?
Up next we have Karen from Massachusetts, who has a question about bulbs.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. I'll tell you, I went to Mahoney's in Winchester last week, and I think the poor guy thought I was like an animal let out of a cage. It was my. There's nothing like lifting your spirits going, and I got new rakes, and I got the Bone-Eyed All Seasons. This is going to lead up to a question. I got powdered copper sulfate and Espoma, the Mycorrhizin. I was on a tear, believe me. So anyway, my original question was, I brought up all my bulbs from the basement. Some of them were in dirt, and I unwrapped everything from the newspaper. Everything looks like it made it. I sprayed everything with water. I don't know, like, the next step. Do I really want to start growing them in a pot and then remove them from the pot and put them in the ground? So that's one question. And my other question is, I know how to use the All Seasons oil, but the copper sulfate, I got the dry form, and is that a systemic, I'm not sure, or do I have to literally sprinkle it on leaves?
Okay. Copper sulfate is a fungicide that will kill disease spores on all plants. It will kill disease spores on fruit trees, on flowering crab, and if any of you have the old-fashioned flowering crabs, that, you know, they're really beautiful, but you get this massive amount of colorful flowers on the plant, it makes leaves, and by the time you get to August, the leaves get all these little black spots on it. They fall, the tree retains maybe a third of the foliage, and they don't look as nice. Well, the fungus that causes that is on the plant right now. It's attached to the stems, the branches, and the buds where your flowers and leaves are going to be coming out of. So by taking this copper, spraying it directly on the plant, so you're going to mix it with water, spray it all over the plant. When the fungus wakes up, it's greeted by the copper, and it kills it. That will eliminate a big part of your problem. It won't eliminate everything, but it will really, really help a great deal. So make sure that you have the copper that you mix with water. You can put it in your, like one of those bottle sprayers that you attach to your garden hose, and you would spray, again, all of your fruit trees. Spray your blueberries, your raspberries, grapes, rose bushes of all types. Give them a good spray of that. Perennial beds. Give them a good cleaning. Spray the ground with it. That way, if there's any spores that are laying around, you can take care of it. Now, most of the products, that's why I want you to read the label again, you should be able to mix the horticultural oil or all-season oil with the product, and the oil will kill the eggs of the insects that have spent the winter on your plant. What happens in the fall, all the bugs that were a real pain all year sense that, ooh, it's getting cold, we're coming to the end of the year, I better prepare for next year. It begins to lay eggs all over your plants. Weather comes, kills the mother, but she has done her job. She has laid eggs to repeat her generation, her species for the following year. So then you use horticultural oil. The oil will smother, it will coat the egg with oil, smother the egg. Now it can't hatch. It dies. And that will eliminate a lot of problems. It doesn't work on all insects, but it works on a lot of them. And you use them in the same plants. So roses, perennials, fruit trees, berry plants, and all of your flowering trees. That's the first step for all those plants, and it really does a good job. Now, as far as what bulbs to start, what I want you to do is say, okay, do they normally bloom late for me in the season if I plant them directly in the garden? Would it benefit if I started them inside now, transplant them outside? You know, it's almost April. Normally, between May 1st and May 15th, I can plant most of these bulbs in the ground. So, yes, most of the bulbs can be started indoors right now. Begonias, callas, canna lilies, dahlias can all be started in the house right now. The only thing that you don't want to start in the house would be glads, because glads you plant directly into the ground. But just about everything else you can start in the house now, and it will help you to have a better jump on the season. Now, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, top of the page it says newsletter. If you click on newsletter, you can see this past week's newsletter, which I didn't write because I was sick, but it will take you to a little warehouse where we have put all of the old newsletters. And I can't remember if it was last week or the week after, but I wrote a story on repotting the bulbs in your basement. So if you sign up for the newsletter, it will come to you automatically. But if you didn't, then go to paulparent.com, top of the page, click on newsletter, and look back the last couple of weeks. And then you can pick out the right one that will tell you the pot size needed.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do? If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, look no further than Jonathan Green, a brand that rises above the rest. Black Beauty Grass Seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply and have an invisible waxy coating, similar to what you might find on an apple, to preserve moisture and ward off stress. Jonathan Green organic lawn fertilizers contain humates to improve the soil, so your grass has a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, 5 generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at Ace Hardware and your local garden center.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
With Scott's 4-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the 4 bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with 4 feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, we're talking with Karen about potting up her bulbs. One of the things that will really help is when you plant these bulbs in containers indoors, and if you're growing your own seedling, in your soil mixture, look for potting soils that say they contain a water-holding granules. If you can't find it, or you're mixing your own, buy a package of Soil Moist. Now, Soil Moist is a very, very unique product. We talk a lot about this, and once you start using it, you just can't believe how much it's going to help you in your garden and in containers especially. So you're going to be starting bulbs that have been asleep all year. And right now there's no roots on these bulbs. So you want them to be able to get moisture as the roots develop. You don't want to make your soil so that it's mud. So what I would suggest you do is take your potting soil, you know, put it in a wheelbarrow, soften it all up coming out of the bag, and in a 50-pound bag, all you need is 1 teaspoon of Soil Moist. That's it. 1 teaspoon in a 50-pound bag. Sprinkle it evenly, work it in, blend it in thoroughly, and then use that conditioned soil with the bulbs that you're going to be starting indoors. Or if you're going to be transplanting tomatoes or peppers, some of the early flowers like snapdragons can be transplanted now. The Soil Moist will help to hold the moisture in the soil for a longer period of time so that as the new roots form, they can grow right into the soil moist and you won't have to water. There'll be a lot less stress on the plants, especially when it's in a container. And that will help to get them off to a good start. So pick up a little bit and use it with the soil, and then when you plant, add more into the ground and you will see things that you never thought were possible. Soil moist will expand. Looks like rock salt. And each of those little particles will get as big as your thumb. The root will grow into it because it will expand like, it looks like jello. The root will grow into it, stay there, and when it needs water, it pulls it out. So it's like a little water reservoir that gravity can't pull out of your container. And it keeps shrinking as the plant needs it. When you water, it swells up again like a sponge, and it really does help to grow better plants. Okay? Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Vivian from Massachusetts, who has a question about raspberries.
Vivian, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you for taking my call, Paul.
My pleasure.
I'm a little confused about how to prune my heritage raspberries. I thought that I was supposed to just take out the canes that have previously borne fruit, but I've been reading that you're supposed to just take them all to the ground in the spring.
Well, I have heritage and two other varieties of raspberries in my garden. And what I do in the fall is this. Any of the branches that produce fruit, I cut them right down to the ground because they only produce fruit once. If you leave them there, that cane or branch will make the most beautiful leaves that you've ever had. That's it. No food. No berries will be produced the second year. So get all of those branches out. Once I've done that, everything else that remains in the late fall, once the leaves have come off, I cut it in half. So what happens is, when spring arrives, that branch that is immature, instead of having a main leader, the leader has been cut back, he's been pinched, he's been removed. The side buds will compete to become a new leader, and that one branch now becomes two branches, which means an increase in fruit production. So go in the garden, and you can do that right now. Look for where the little hat was, where the berry was underneath. Everything that fruited last year, get it out. Everything else that remains, cut it to maybe 18 inches. Fertilize with Plant Tone Granular Fertilizer and just sit back and wait.